There may be fewer shoppers, but at least those looking for great post-Christmas deals had plenty of options this past weekend. Retailers offered deep discounts in hopes of making up for weak holiday sales. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports from Chicago.
There are lots of shoppers on Chicago's Magnificent Mile, the stretch of Michigan Avenue full of high-end stores. Don Veach, a hairstylist from Indiana, was looking for bargains.
But I didn't do as much spending this year as I usually would for Christmas, trying to be cost-conscious and that kind of thing. So I'm hoping to catch those things I actually need now.
And some stores were offering rock-bottom prices on some items. Wendy Gallagher of St. Louis had just finished shopping at Macy's department store.
If you use your Macy's card, you get 20% off the bat, and then a lot of things are 50% off. So.
All right, you got a couple of shopping bags here.
We do.
So you did well.
We did.
A good deal on a purse, a coat, and some clothes. But Kelly Calhoun, who was shopping with Gallagher, says it was obvious many stores are hurting.
I used to be in retail, and there's way too much on the racks for this time of year. I mean, the shelves are like they were before Christmas. You know, the racks should be bare.
Scott Krugman with the National Retail Federation says the weekend after Christmas is now becoming just as critical for the industry as is Black Friday, the beginning of the holiday shopping season on the day after Thanksgiving.
The week after can account for anywhere from 15 to even 20% of total holiday sales.
And now, says Krugman,
the name of the game is clearing the shelves and getting that merchandise out the doors and freeing up cash.
And that's why retailers are offering very aggressive post-holiday promotions. The true picture of just how their businesses fared during the holidays will come early next month when stores release their December sales figures. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.